Shalom Mishpucha, Shalom family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. He died on the operating table, brain surgery, and he had an encounter with God in heaven that is the most amazing encounter, the most credible encounter. He literally, when he talks about it, he relives it, and his wife has to jump in, because when he came back, he had amnesia for 10 years, yet he had, because the scripture was in his heart and that experience was in his heart, although he had amnesia, he knew everything that he had known previously about scripture. He knew everything about his experience in heaven, and people were praying for him to come back to life or to live. And you, Ron, in heaven, you actually heard someone praying for you? Tell me about that.
Yes, yes, I did. And I can quote his prayer to you. There's a Baptist friend of ours in a city good ways off. And when I got back to Lufkin, I said, I can remember Mabry praying for me. And they had just started recording their messages on tape. And I told Mabry, the man who prayed for me, I said, I heard every word of your prayer for me. And I said, I can quote your prayer for you. I quoted his prayer perfectly. They had a tape of it. And when we left there, we both had, even myself, had chill bumps of bumps on our over our body, because I had proof or evidence for me.
That's amazing evidence that here you are, dead from a medical viewpoint, in heaven, and you hear a prayer, come back to life, and tell the person what the word for word what the prayer was, and they actually had that prayer on tape from the prayer meeting?
On tape. I mean, I think it's the second Sunday to tape the messages. And that Sunday, this man had gone up to the pulpit to pray for me. Glenn had called him, and you know, that day, and said, please remember Ron in prayer. And the timing was just uncanny, because they just started recording their prayers.
There is such a meaningful chapter, Ron and Glenda Petty. It's the title is Tiny Members. Tell me about that.
I saw, entering in heaven, children beyond numbers, almost like grains of sand on the sea. It's so many. And some were entering in through Jesus themselves. Some were carrying. It looked like globs. And when the Lord allowed my vision to be focused on their palms, their hands, I realized it was a miniature adults, maybe physicians, I don't know, just different kinds of adults. But they're all very distinguishable.
When Ron first saw the children carrying something, he was very puzzled. What is in their hand? What are they carrying? At first glance, it looked like just a blob. There are no words to describe that blob. And then the Lord revealed a vision to Ron to where he could actually see. It was like a veil was lifted to see what was in the palm of their hand, and it was as if it were a miniature adult. And the adult was dressed in its, I would have to say, kind of a career suit. It was as if some looked like nurses, doctors, lawyers, whatever they would have been, maybe a teacher. And then when Ron looked again, it went back to that blob. So he just had a brief vision that these were people, that these were infants, or actually embryos maybe, that were being carried into heaven.
And what he could see is what their destiny had been on Earth that was stopped by an abortion.
Yes, exactly.
And then, as they entered heaven, Ron realizes that Jesus was calling each one by their name. And it was a new name. It wasn't a name he could recognize as an English name, necessarily, but a new name.
It wasn't like Frank or Jim or something like that. It was a different Hebrew name.
It may have sounded Hebrew to Ron.
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Not sure, but it was a different type of name. And Jesus is calling each one in by their new name.
Well, it confirmed what we already knew, that every child enters heaven. Children are in heaven. Innocent children before the age of accountability are definitely entering heaven.
You know, as you share that vision with me, I just think of the millions of babies that have been aborted that had such godly destinies that this earth has been robbed of.
That's right. That's right. It's, for me to talk about it, it's very discouraging. I mean, very disheartening to know there's children up there that were aborted, or maybe it was just simply a protective agency that the woman took before she had sex with a man.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe it's that soon.
Hmm.
But yet, their destiny was stolen, and God said he would control the womb. So we got to take him at his word.
Tell me about hearing your son's voice. Your son died as a stillborn. Tell me about that experience.
Right. Our second child was stillborn at 30 weeks. And as Ron was still there in that check-in table in that four-year area of heaven, he began to hear children's voices. And there were a number of children playing like in a stream or a stream of water. And one child's voice was drawn out above the others. And Ron just intuitively knew it was our son, Jason. And so he moved to be nearer to that where the voice was coming from. He couldn't see him, but he could just hear it. And then a very large angel stood just between Ron and the wall or the barrier there and held out his hand right in your face.
He put his hand over my face and said, "You've come close enough. He's fine." And the angel said, "He's fine." So he knew exactly what I was thinking. And he said, "Move back." So I went back to the head table or whatever it was, the check-in table. I'm sorry to use such earthly terms, but I don't have any other terms.
Some years later, one of our children said, "Daddy, how old did he sound? Did he sound like an infant or a toddler? How did he sound?" And Ron knew. He said he sounded like a three-year-old, and he would have been exactly 3 years old.
So the children become adults in heaven.
Yes. They grow and mature just as they would here on earth, except in a pure environment.
Tell me about that person that just turned around and stared at you, and then what the Lord told you about that person, that you had never seen this person before.
Yes, that was... I didn't know the person, but we made eye contact in a line that was going through Jesus getting into heaven.
And that's an interesting concept. It's Jesus is really the door that you go through to get into heaven.
That's right. I mean, he is the door. There's no other way but him. And this young man passed by me, and for some reason we made eye contact. And he just sort of smilingly said, "I made it, I made it, I made it, and you didn't, and you didn't." And he was talking to me. We had made contact or something like that. And Jesus met him, engulfed him, and took him into heaven. Now, this is stretching my knowledge of it, because I remember walking up to Jesus and walking around him, and like, what happened to that young man that walked through Jesus? I did not notice all the millions of other people that were going through. And I walked around Jesus. This is unbelievable. I mean, I walked around Jesus and really realized that he was in heaven. He had made it.
Then Jesus made eye contact with Ron and just said two words.
"Remember this." And from that point on, I did not know I was going to come back to Earth with zero memory.
And when he came back to Earth for 10 years, he had amnesia. And again, the only thing he knew was his experience in heaven and Scripture. But go ahead. But then, how many years later did you go to that prayer meeting?
11 years.
11 years later, we were in a prayer meeting where we met this young man's mother, of all things. She had been invited to come from a town about an hour away, and we had been studying a book. It was an ongoing study of Henry Blackaby's Experiencing God.
Mm-hmm.
And the ministers who were leading us through this asked us to pray for a young man, Scotty Hennigan. And then one week came that they said, well, Scotty had died. He had had kidney failure and had died that week, and they would like to bring his mother. So several weeks later, she came to the meeting. And after our prayer meeting, Ron just asked to see if she had a picture of Scotty, now that we knew about her son. And she said, well, I normally don't carry a picture, but tonight I went back into my house and brought this. And she pulled out an 8x10 framed with glass and all picture of Scotty. And the next thing I knew, across the room, Ron had dropped to his knees in front of her, and he said, that was the young man in heaven. That's the one I saw entering heaven.
So 11 years ago, he saw this Scotty, yet he hadn't died yet, because there is no time in heaven. I mean, when I read your book, Heaven Becomes So Real, I guess that's why you gave it the title, Heaven is Real. It literally has the atmosphere of heaven. And as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the most credible. And there's proof in it, such as this thing about Scotty that you just heard. But this is one of the most credible witnesses of someone that died from a medical viewpoint, went to heaven, and came back. It literally, for those that aren't sure about heaven, they believe in Jesus and they hope in heaven. You don't have to hope. When you read this book, you will be assured. For a donation of $20, Heaven is Real. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.